Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast where the past becomes the present. Today is May 6th, 2020. The day was May 6th, 1882. U.S. President Chester A. Arthur signed the Chinese Exclusion Act. The act banned the immigration of Chinese laborers for 10 years, though Congress later extended it. On paper, the act still allowed Chinese merchants, students, teachers, and diplomats to enter the U.S., but it prevented thousands of people from immigrating into the country, and it established a precedent for discriminatory race and class-based immigration laws. In the 1850s, thousands of Chinese people began moving to the United States in search of work. Many of them moved to California to join the gold rush, though others sought work in factories, mines, agriculture, domestic jobs, and the garment industry. Many of these Chinese laborers were escaping poverty and social unrest in China, and they often worked for lower wages than non-Chinese laborers did. As more Chinese immigrants began taking low-wage jobs in the U.S., non-Chinese laborers began to resent the competition they created in job markets. Anti-Chinese sentiment grew. Despite the fact that Chinese immigrants made up a lot of the labor in mines, the first transcontinental railroad, and other industries, they faced poor conditions and discrimination at work and at home. California and other states began passing anti-Chinese laws. For instance, in 1850, the California state legislature passed the Foreign Miners Tax Law, placing a monthly $20 tax on miners who were not U.S. citizens. The act was repealed the next year, but soon reenacted, and it led many Chinese miners to quit their job and move to cities under impoverished conditions. The 1868 Burlingame Seward Treaty allowed for Chinese immigration to the U.S. with few regulations. It annulled many state laws that restricted Chinese immigration. That said, laws restricting Chinese immigration were still passed. The U.S.'s Page Act of 1875 prohibited the immigration of East Asian forced laborers and people entering for, quote, immoral purposes. This act was a thinly veiled effort to restrict Asian immigration without doing so on the basis of race, and it effectively ended the immigration of Chinese women. While some advocated anti-Chinese legislation by saying that Chinese immigrants would lower American moral standards, others were explicit that their concerns were based on race. A few years after the PAGE Act was passed, Congress passed legislation to restrict immigration from China. In March of 1879, U.S. President Rutherford B. Hayes vetoed the bill for violating the Burlingame Treaty. But he still opposed the so-called Chinese invasion, and many politicians supported the complete exclusion of Chinese immigrants. In 1880, the Hayes administration appointed U.S. diplomat James Angel to negotiate a new treaty with China. The U.S. ratified the Angel Treaty in 1881, which permitted a suspension on the immigration of Chinese laborers, but allowed the entry and exit of those who were already in the U.S. In 1882, President Chester Arthur vetoed a bill that banned the immigration of Chinese laborers for 20 years. But on May 6th of that year, he signed the Chinese Exclusion Act into law. The act suspended the immigration of Chinese laborers for 10 years. It also required Chinese laborers already in the U.S. who left the country to get certificates of return in order to re-enter the country. On top of this, the act prohibited courts from naturalizing Chinese people. After the act went into effect, some people took violent actions to get Chinese people out of their communities. In the Rock Springs Massacre of 1885, which I covered in a previous episode, white miners started a riot in Wyoming Territory that caused the death of at least 28 Chinese miners and drove many others out of town. The Scott Act of 1888 banned the re-entry of around 20,000 Chinese people who had left the U.S. temporarily. The Geary Act of 1892 renewed Chinese exclusion for 10 years, and in 1902 it was extended indefinitely. The acts placed heavy restrictions on the immigration of Chinese people, encouraged the abuse of Chinese workers, and incited increased violence, racism, and xenophobia. But many Chinese people managed to circumvent the laws, and some Chinese merchants organized an anti-American boycott, and many Chinese people protested and fought for their rights in court. Still, U.S. immigration exclusion escalated, and the Immigration Act of 1924 banned all immigration from Asia. As immigration increased after World War II, Congress established quotas to regulate immigration. The Chinese Exclusion Acts were repealed in 1943, after the U.S. and China became allies in the war and the Magnuson Act was passed. It set the annual quota for Chinese immigrants extremely low at 105 people. It wasn't until the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 that the national origins quota system was abolished, and the number of Asian people immigrating to the U.S. increased dramatically. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions or questions, you can hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. You can also send us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from revisionist history. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.